Exclusive: Eddie Gallagher's Pipe Hitter Foundation Fights Against Unjust Prosecution of Service Members. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 8, 2023. Former Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher spoke with Breitbart News about his Pipe Hitter Foundation, a nonprofit he and his wife founded to help fight against the unjust prosecution of service members, law enforcement, and first responders. Gallagher was tried in 2019 for premeditated murder for the ISIS fighter's death, but was found not guilty and charged with one count of taking a photo of the corpse, Breitbart News reported. The trial captivated the nation's attention and Gallagher found support from former President Donald Trump. Democrats claimed Gallagher was a war criminal. Gallagher and his wife founded the nonprofit organization Pipe Hitter Foundation to support active duty military, law enforcement, and first responders who are being unjustly prosecuted for fulfilling their job duties. Gallagher told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle that a pipe hitter is someone who is willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Listen. And that's somebody that you want by your side. And so those are the types of individuals that we want to support, he added. People that love this country, that love their jobs, that love protecting others, and that will do anything it takes to do so. Gallagher encouraged those individuals to contact his organization as soon as they feel they are being unjustly prosecuted. But what we see a lot of times is people fill out those grants when it's almost too late. When they're being, you know, they've been accused and they've been found guilty, or they're already wrapped up in the process. That doesn't mean that we will not step in and help, Gallagher said. But that just puts, it's like an uphill battle at that point. So I asked people, you know, if you do feel like you're getting charged or being investigated, fill out those grants as soon as possible. Gallagher highlighted one of his organization's success stories in Ben Darby, an Alabama law enforcement officer who was unjustly prosecuted for murder during the pandemic. Darby arrived on the scene of an individual attempting suicide by cop. Gallagher explained, when Darby ultimately shot and killed the man after he made a movement toward Darby. Now he was investigated by both his command and also another command and found not guilty. They found that he did everything right. But then a DA came in, you know, and I'm sure it was a Soros-funded DA and wanted to prosecute him, Gallagher said. They did a kangaroo court during COVID, where no one was allowed to sort of watch and he was found guilty and put in prison for 25 years. Through the Pipe Hitter Foundation, Gallagher's team was able to fund Darby's appellate legal team, which ultimately got Darby released after sitting in prison for 1 year. Gallagher explained that his wife was the driving force behind advocacy for him during his unjust prosecution, and now she coaches the wives of the individuals their organization helps. So when I was locked up, they stood up, my wife started an organic social media campaign, putting out what was really going on with me. And then she ended up getting invited on certain news outlets, he said. And then also we have connections in Congress, certain congressmen who are not scared to stand up and do the right thing, even when everybody else is saying, you know that this person is guilty or not. So we use all those sources each time when we combat a case, he continued. A lot of the time the spouses of the individuals who are being accused, you know, they don't know how to interact with the media and don't know how to like stand up and fight for their husband, even though they want to, and my wife will help coach them to get them to do so. And you know, it's a beautiful thing to see, Gallagher explained. Boyle then asked Gallagher to give any advice to individuals who are going through such unjust prosecutions as he did. My big advice, and I tell everyone, and this is what got me through, is you know, my faith in God, and I just would pray every day about it, to give me the strength to get through. And then also surround yourself with the right people, he explained. You know, at times when you feel betrayed by your command, and pretty much, you know, feels like by the country, you ought to sort of lash out and fight back. But the big key is to keep your mouth shut, surround yourself with the right people, and start coming up with a plan to combat it. And do it smartly. And don't let your emotions get in the way. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.